every time you don't want to work out, that is the most important workout that you can do. It's almost every single time, until you're very advanced and you understand when your body is really telling you to rest, you have to overrule and override, especially when you're trying to build discipline. This is usually a failing point, which is not a problem. As long as it's a learning, it's a learning opportunity. It's only a failure, a complete failure. It's only a complete failure if you don't learn from it. Everyone's going to make mistakes. Everyone's going to fail, myself included. But if you fail to execute a workout when you don't feel like it, if you can't overcome that emotion, it's really hard to stay consistent long term, because there's going to be a lot of those speed bumps. There's going to be a lot of things that try to interrupt your flow. And consistency is one of the most important things that you can maintain. How should I put this? Obviously, consistency is maintaining, but consistency is the most, one of the most important, if not the most important thing that you need to focus on if you want to progress long term. So any type of gym success is going to come at a cost, at a sacrifice, and at a time frame. It's not going to happen overnight. No matter what adaptation, losing fat, building muscle, performance, it all takes time, right? And it's a slow adaptation. Just did a podcast yesterday about forcing your body into a corner. It's like forcing a cat into a corner. You have to give your body no other option but to grow and but to adapt in the manner in which you are forcing it to. That's all that training is. You're forcing adaptation. You're giving your body no other option but to grow, but to get leaner, but to get stronger, whatever that is, right? So consistency is literally the practice of overcoming those obstacles. Consistency is the practice of being able to overcome those speed bumps. And that only comes with practice. So you have to build the practice of overcoming those obstacles, and not feeling like going to the gym is one of those obstacles. What will happen if something real comes along, like a flat tire, like one of your kids are sick, you know, and you have to work your schedule around a sudden change in your environment? Just because you don't feel like it, that's an easy thing to overcome, relatively speaking. If you can do that, it will help you overcome other obstacles that are going to try to get in the way of your routine, of your consistency, of your training. If you can't even overcome those superficial obstacles, like just simply not feeling like it, it's going to be much harder for you to overcome the challenging ones. So think of everything that is coming in your path, anything that's trying to interrupt your flow with training, as a training opportunity, but a training opportunity of the mind. So if you don't feel like it, this is a challenge. This is your body. This is life giving you an opportunity to strengthen your resolve for consistency. So you're always training, even if it's not physically, you're training your brain. And if you train your brain, that's far more important and far more valuable long term than training your body. So it's not so much that the physical training is something you can't skip a day. When I do the podcast every day, right? The Daily Swole. The reason why it's every day is much more than just the act of, it's much more than just the content and delivering you a ton of value. It's the physical and mental and emotional and psychological execution of it daily, no matter what. And that keeps me on point in so many other aspects. Having that as my staple, having that as my fulcrum, having that as my no matter what consistency, it helps set the tone for a lot of other things in my day, a lot of other aspects that I work around that podcast, which also get accomplished because of that anchor point, right? So you have to set your anchor, and your gym is a great anchor. Fitness is a great anchor. That's why it's also awesome to work out first thing in the morning. You have your anchor for the day. And you have your routine. You get your workout done, then boom, 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 other things happen after. It's like a domino effect. So if you can overcome those obstacles, those are training opportunities for your brain to practice consistency. Too often we think because we have a program, because we just want to lose weight or get results, that we're going to have consistency. Now, that's a challenge. That's a challenge. Doesn't matter if you have a great program if you don't do it. Doesn't matter if you have a great nutrition approach. Doesn't matter if you have all the food in your fridge if you don't make it, if you don't prep it, if you don't eat it. So the process and the act of consistency is something you have to cultivate. So if you are consistently inconsistent, that's going to show in your physique. And your physique is your resume. Your results are your resume. And if your resume sucks, there's a reason for it. And why is that? right? You have to take responsibility for your resume, for your outcome. I'm not saying it's a superficial thing, but it is your resume nonetheless. That's why people want a physique, because you can't buy it. It takes hard work and there's no replacement for it.